The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
Welcome to Monday, the 31st of March. Join the conversation at 770-5633. 770-KMED. My email is bill@billmyersshow.com. Read them all. Try to answer as many as I can over the weekend. There is a person who I really don't know who it was. They kind of go under another email that doesn't really say their name and whatever. And I thought it was kind of interesting. They said, Bill, you need to be a man of God when it comes to the homeless situation. You need to stop bashing the homeless. I'm not bashing the homeless at all. I've never been bashing the homeless. What I am bashing has been our response to it. And it seems that we're really coming to a head here in Southern Oregon, especially with the top local story, which ended up breaking Friday afternoon. And Vicki Aldous of the Daily Courier did a great job of covering it on Friday. Judge granting a preliminary injunction Friday afternoon in the homeless lawsuit filed against the city of Grants Pass, but has given city council members a way out if they will offer more space for homeless camping and provide paved surfaces that are accessible for disabled people. In the meantime, the injunction blocks the city. The city is not allowed to enforce any regulations against the homeless camping on public property, including most of the parks. However, the city will enforce rules against camping in Riverside Park along the road, alongside the Rogue River and Reinhardt Volunteer Park, which has a bunch of sports fields on it, though. And this injunction was granted by Josephine County Circuit Judge Sarah McLaughlin. So Sarah McLaughlin, more or less, Judge McLaughlin, saying that we have to, we meaning the city of Grants Pass, has to come up with 150 campsites before you are essentially complying with the law, I guess. So you have to have 150. You are forced to do this. Taxpayers are forced to do this up from the current capacity of about 90 tents. And I don't know. Now, of course, Judge McLaughlin is likely just reading the law coming out of the state of Oregon. Remember, the state of Oregon ended up essentially codifying what ended up happening in that Boise decision, which the Supreme Court ended up kicking out. So, you know, you can always count on the Oregon state legislature to do the wrong thing to actually make things worse when it comes right down to it. And I was thinking about this, you know, this emailer who goes unidentified, has a business name on it, and said, be a man of God about homelessness. Okay, so the way to be godly is to increase the amount of permitted drug addiction and alcoholism and despair being permitted within the city of Grants Pass. Isn't that really what we're talking about? Maybe the judge had no choice. I don't know. I'm not a judge. I'm not the district court judge, so I can't really say for sure. But it's kind of weird when you look at this what this situation is doing in Grants Pass right now, and you look at judges all over the rest of the country too. I'm starting to wonder, would it be a good idea if we just started electing judges to be our? I mean, given the current situation that we have with the various laws that we have, should we be electing judges to run counties and cities and just to forget about city councils? Should we forget about the governors and county commissioners? This is a serious question. This is a serious question, because if local communities are not allowed to determine how they run their local communities and everything has to be run through a judge, and I don't know, you know, maybe the judge's decision is correct according to the law. Well, gosh, should we just not even bother with presidents? Should we not bother with county commissioners or city councils or county commissioners? Should we just take everything that has a problem and just, you know, take it up to the judiciary and have the judiciary run everything? I'm not being sarcastic, because perhaps it would just be more or less what we're dealing with right now. Let's just get with it And then go about hiring wise people. I could almost handle that more if you didn't have a lot of the state judges being appointed by liberal governors in this particular case. If we actually had elected judges, I don't know. Maybe that would be better. Do you think that there is something to be said about that? So we have to have not capacity for 90, but we have to have at least 150 drunk, addicted, derelict tents in Grants Pass in order to make this happen. What do you think? We can talk about that this morning if you want. 770-563-3770-KMED. And I was thinking about how this person was saying, Bill, you need to be a man of God about this. Well, that person doesn't really know what's inside my heart, okay? I was reading a story that said the Trump administration, that President Trump actually wants to start approaching homelessness from a completely different point of view. Because what we're dealing with right now is the leftover of Barack Obama's Housing First policy. And what Housing First policy did is that we're not going to go to the root of your problem, homeless person. We're just going to get you a house. We have to get you a house, and we have to get you a house first, and that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if your addiction and your mental illness and all of these other things that you have make it next to impossible for you to responsibly live in this house that is to be given to you, whether it is a low barrier shelter or whether it is a really nice tent over by Riverside Park or by the Greenway, that sort of thing. It was always about getting housing first. All we need is affordable housing, and we do that first and foremost. We just get you a house, maybe we just give you a free house, and then everything's okay. Now, the problem is you're still a mentally ill, drunk alcoholic. I'm just kind of combining the majority of the maladies that are going in there. No, I'm not making fun of it. President Trump wants to reverse that. What President Trump is proposing would be essentially taking those who are homeless and putting them into large camps. That's what he was talking about, what the story was talking about. I've got to find that story. I have it around here someplace. But he actually wants to put them into camps, and you are forced treated. If you are mentally ill, you will be forcibly treated. If you are an alcoholic, you will be forcibly treated. If you are a drug addict, you will be forced to take drug treatment. Would you agree with that? Which of the two would ultimately be more kind? You look at Judge McLaughlin with the ordering of 150 campsites have to be available, or else Grants Pass is a very, 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 very bad illegal place, according to the lawsuit, the injunction that was passed or that was ordered on Friday. Or you have President Trump that says, we're not going to worry about housing first. We're going to say, okay, you go into the camp. If you are drug addicted, you are alcoholic, you are mentally ill, you will be forcibly treated. Which of those two kind of approaches? Judge McLaughlin ordering this for the city of Grants Pass, probably within the law, and likely within the law that was passed by the state legislature, because the state legislature, controlled by Democrats, is all over Housing First. Well, we've had Housing First now for a number of years, and it doesn't appear to be working. If anything, we seem to be minting more homelessness, more despair, more drug addiction, more mentally ill people, more alcoholics aren't able to take care of themselves. And you have President Trump that says people with these kind of problems should be forcibly medicated or should be put into a camp. You're not able to take care of yourself. Okay, we'll give you housing first, but you must get treatment. You must get treatment. In many ways, it's kind of like a forcing version without the Jesus side of it of the Gospel Rescue Mission, isn't it? Hey, you're allowed to stay here. We'll help you get back on your feet. But you got to work on your addictions. You got to work on yourself. Which of the two approaches might be ultimately kinder in the long run? Housing first and just, forcing cities to have 150 derelict housing shelters available for people who are drug addicted and alcoholic. I don't know that's going to cause any solution for the problem other than just keeping them off the streets or keeping them from freezing to death for the time being, but it doesn't affect the long-term prognosis of what's going on. And when you talk about forced treatment, well, you know, that kind of sounds bad too, right? Okay, so do you want a gunshot wound to the gut or a gunshot wound to the head? I don't know. You know, it's kind of... The idea of this person criticizing my bashing of the homelessness, supposedly, and then be a man of God. What do you think God would want? Do you think God wants us to keep people in misery and drug addiction and alcoholism and mental illness? I don't know. I'm just raising an issue. And after having had that critique email, and even the ones that people don't like me, that they're critiquing me, I think about it. You know, I think about what they say. I don't ignore it. The one thing I do know is that the way Oregon law is set up to just codify what happened with Boise and just housing first, housing first, housing first, and Judge McLaughlin is probably reacting to what current law is. And so I don't want to bash the judge. I really don't. May have no choice. But it kind of goes into, well, what do we do about this? And gosh, maybe we should just have judges elected in positions to do everything for us these days. It's starting to feel that way, but that's just me. It's 22 minutes after 6. 770-5633. We'd be happy to take your calls or comments on that. It's something I've been thinking about this weekend for sure. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Morning, Bill. Tom here.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
All right. You know, I still see homelessness as a symptom. I would submit that the guy that's mentally ill and drug addicted on the street is a lot less dangerous than the people that are putting us in perpetual war. There's no way that you can cure homelessness or anything like that while we have these mentally ill, ego power addicted leaders running the country that put us in perpetual war. We're spending billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars for war.
Well, and I could agree with you on this. I think you're conflating two things that aren't as related as you think.
I disagree with that.
Okay, I know you do. I disagree with you on this. So, and I don't disagree with you on very much. That, you know, the perpetual war and the warfare welfare state, at the 60,000 foot level is certainly, you know, a root cause of it. But
it's sick.
But what we can do that. But the thing is, though, war in Ukraine or the warfare state is not causing someone like that fellow who was on the KOBI story the other day. And who had to be held up by a couple of fellow homeless people. This was a few weeks ago. He's being held up for the cameras at 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning in order to get a sympathetic state out there. But, you know, at some point you have to start doing something other than continuing to drunk or take drugs. Would you agree with me on that much? That's not directly connected with them wanting to go in Ukraine or bomb Iran.
You're gonna let me speak, Bill. Okay. I think, yes, they're mentally ill, and I think our society is mentally ill, what it's doing, and so forth. And the people who keep voting, all these insane people, we, the voters, are as guilty. For voting. You know, I talked to a lot of Democrats. They seem to be just fine with a perpetual war and Biden's war in Ukraine sending billions of dollars.
And they were not okay with Bush's perpetual war too, okay? So
yeah.
And of course Republicans were okay with perpetual war under Bush for the most part, then we didn't like it under Biden, okay?
Yes. Exactly. Right. And exactly. I'd say we have to, if you want to know where the homeless problem is, look in the mirror.
How do you connect people who are taking, you know, drugs and alcoholism that we've always had, you know, a certain amount of this? How do you connect the two, though?
Well, I'll ask another question that kind of answers that.
Okay.
And that's, how much is our so-called educational systems a contributor to homelessness and the mental illness that people experience? They're just basically robbing people of self-will and self-direction and so forth. We never learn how to be our own person. And that situation creates mental illness. I just see the, you know, if a person's sick and they take their temperature, that's an indication there's a problem. And I'm looking upon all this mental illness and drug addiction and so forth as like a thermometer for the whole our whole society. And I see the interaction of the two. I mean, we have Trump now. I see Trump has really gone to town, and I'm looking at something, 65 air strikes in 24 hours in Yemen. If Trump turns out to be another warmongering president, he seems to be captured by the Israel lobby. And that's a very strong concern for me. If he doesn't really get in there and stop some of this insane warmongering that's been going on for decades, it's killing our society.
So you would go that even you would connect then with the warfare, welfare, Middle East wars, whatever it might be, the entire concept of war is peace and we're protecting you from terror, you know, whatever the case might be. Ultimately, is even driving drug addiction and alcoholism, though?
Yes, it did, because it leaves the society, it's robbing us of resources to deal with any problems we have here. Just look at average folks.
Okay, well, now we are certainly unmoored from reality in that respect. I will give you that, okay? We're not moored by any tether to reality at this point. Okay, all right, I'll give you a little bit of that, but you know, at some point, though, there is an individual responsibility on actions that they take. At some point.
Of course there is.
Okay.
Of course there is, Bill, but you know.
Because you're not there, I'm not there, most people are not there.
You know, most people right now are struggling and their day-to-day lives just to make ends meet and so forth, because as a society, we're choosing to spend all our time, money, and energy blowing up half the planet. We don't know what our reality would be if we weren't so busy trying to kill everybody on the planet.
Okay, all right. Let's take that out, because killing everybody else on the planet does not affect Judge McLaughlin with City of Grants Pass right now, not directly, okay? Not directly right now. President Trump.
I would question that.
Okay. All right. President Trump offered over the weekend, I was reading that his plan for homelessness would get rid of the official Housing First model, and that if you are drug addicted, an alcoholic, mentally ill, that you're in a camp and that you must take treatment. Do you agree with that or not?
Short term, there's something to be said for that. I'll look at it. But again, we're still going to be sick if our society is spending all its resources on killing people.
Okay, well, the thing is, you're not going to fix that right now, Tom. We're talking about a homeless camp in Southern Oregon, homeless encampments in Southern Oregon. You're not going to fix the warfare welfare state right now. Doesn't even sound like you're going to fix it in the Trump administration. That seems to be
no,
on autopilot right now.
I'm disappointed if he doesn't. I'm giving him some slack, but if we don't have some peace in Ukraine and the Middle East in a pretty short time, I'll get him outside of a year. If that's not by the end of the year, I'm not going to be supporting him.
Okay. Well, I'm trying not to focus outward on the national all the time, because, you know, at some point, in spite of what is going on in the greater world situation and with, the deep state and Trump versus the deep state and the news media reporting on Trump versus the deep state and the deep state versus Trump and the warfare, welfare state and all the rest of it, we still have to take care of business here somehow. And that's why I don't necessarily want to say, well, the root of it is the warfare welfare state. And until we get rid of that, people are just going to be drunk and drug addicted and mentally ill in at 150 tent sites in the city of Grants Pass. I think we got to do better than that, don't you?
But yes, we do. But look at it, Bill. We have the look what's going on in Ashland City Council and all these different councils and so forth. They're all consumed by quote climate change. It's mental illness that's.
Okay. So maybe that's the bottom line. Mentally ill leaders, mentally ill populace. We're all just kind of suffering a low level of mental illness. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you're right about that. Let's just hope that we all don't have to be forced and turned into a mental health treatment camp. All right.
Well, the trouble with that too is you're going to have some damn judge deciding who's mentally ill and who isn't.
Exactly. That was one thing that, of course, always gives me pause when they say, well, you know, you're mentally ill, you're alcoholic, you're in the camp, so you need to take some treatment. Okay. Point well taken. Thank you very much, okay? I appreciate that.
Bill, carry on.
All right. It's 6:30.
The Oregon court has deemed Measure 114 constitutional. Good Guys Guns is ordering firearms and magazines daily. If you call and don't get an answer, they are on the phone helping customers. Keep calling or stop by the shop. Good Guys Guns will get you whatever you need before the deadline. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearms leader, located at 4934 Cradle Lake Avenue in Medford. Good Guys Guns.
If you've been injured in an accident, you've got Reed Law Firm on your side. I'm Shane Reed. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation to discuss your case. We've been helping injured clients get the care and resources they need to get their lives back on track for 27 years. Don't be a victim twice. Put our experience on your side. Find us at reedlawfirm.com, reedlawfirm.com, or call us and let's talk, 772-3266.
March is the biggest sales month here at Plan Z. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Why not January? Well, in January, the people who start a diet usually start the cheap or the easy ones. Or maybe they join a gym. And then they find out none of that worked. You too? Have you decided it's time to get serious about a diet before summer gets here? Well, this is your lucky day. In March, we put Plan Z on sale with the lowest pricing of the year. You can get in for $19 a month and just buy your dieting supplies as you need them. You'll get a manual, the ZR50 Crave Control Spray, and you'll be on your way. How's that for affordable? You'll eat real food, nothing from a box. The recipes are easy, or you can just toss something on the grill. No drama. You also get dessert twice a day. You don't have to suffer your way through a diet. Our dieters lose an average of 31 pounds in 50 days, and that's faster than the shots out there for losing, and cheaper. Check us out at PlanZDiet.com.
I'm Tony Dusty with Dusty's Transmissions, and I'm on KMED.
6:33, Dr. Bill Forstin will join me here in about 5 minutes. We're going to talk about EMPs and the missile dome that is being talked about, if that could help prevent that. Brother Ed, good to hear from you, Mr. X. How you been this morning? Way too long since we last talked here.
Well,
we were talking about the injunction against City of Grants Pass. It was put out Friday afternoon.
I got to tell you, well, it all comes down to legislating from the bench, Bill. Mm-hmm. And look at the piece that I sent you on this. It's just angers me to see what this comes from, because it's literally one of how we've discussed before. The appointments are what hang in the, you know, in the balance of instead of elections. And the there was an article that I sent you, and it's easier to read the, you know, look at the quote. But all of these things are an example of pushing an ideology that I don't know if it even legally exists. You know, it's an interpretation, and it's something that we all have to take into consideration.
Could you give me some specificity to that? Could you give me some specificity to that? I don't have a lot of time right now. I'm running a little bit behind.
Well, I'm going to just read, Bill, the real specific is to read what this is, and it's a quotation. This is right out of it. Sarah E. McLaughlin is a prosecutor from Josephine County District Attorney's Office. She has previously worked at the Oregon Commission for the Blind. She has also held volunteer law student positions at the Boston Immigration Court, the Boston College Innocence Project Clinic, the New Hampshire Public Defender, and the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders Legal Info Line. Before pursuing a career in law, McLaughlin was a paralegal at a firm in New York and a teacher in the Republic of the Marshall Islands. She is a graduate of Boston Law College and Dartmouth College, active in the community. McLaughlin is a board member of the Rogue Valley Transportation District and the Oregon State Bar Advisory Committee on Diversity and Inclusion. Her appointment is effective immediately. So she literally clicked all of the boxes for the agenda of Kate Brown.
And was appointed to the court.
She was appointed to the court by Kate Brown. So I look at it and it's, you know, as long as we don't pay attention to who we vote for, and you look at the whole country is waking up, we need to wake up and we need to start a the progression of our own, of getting back our country by looking at the realities here.
I appreciate the call as always, Ed. Could you hang on here just a minute, just a moment?
Sure.
Okay, great. I'll talk to you off air. It's 6:36 on KMED. Dr. Bill Forsten joins me here in just a moment, and we'll shift gears. We'll revisit this topic here in just a little bit, the injunction against the city of Grants Pass.
If your garage or overhead shop door needs service or repair, please consider American Industrial Door. They have experienced and professional technicians with a fleet of trucks that can repair and service any door or opener. And if you need advice or just have a question about your door, just give them a call or stop by either showroom. They've been your garage door experts in Southern Oregon for nearly 40 years. American Industrial Door on Crater Lake Avenue, north of Vilas Road, and on Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going
on. Stop Accessory and Protection Shop.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
20 before 7, Dr. William R. Forsten. My favorite guest. I talk to him every now and then, not nearly enough, but he's a New York Times bestselling author and a professor of history at Montreat College in Montreat, North Carolina, holds a doctoral degree from Purdue, specializes in military history and technology, has written more than 50 books, including, the incredible. Was the first one 1 second after or 1 minute after? What was the title of that again, Dr. Forsten? Yeah. Welcome back.
First one that came out in 2009 was 1 second after.
Yep, 1 second after. And, you know, I still go back and reread that every now and then when it comes to, you know, how to prepare your community about stuff. And the basics of that, which kept me up nights when I first read it, was how EMP goes over and is blown off in a couple of two or three different areas of the United States back then. And it ends up taking us back to, as I was joking around, partying like it's 1799, you know, all over again. You know, it's that sort of thing with the electrical grid down and most transportation in the way to produce and various other things. And it was a fascinating discovery as the survivors end up trying to move forward. And that's really what the book series was about, and going through the various governments and conspiracies and the attacks. It's really about it, wasn't it? You know, really?
Yeah, it was a nice romp through four books that when I finished this last one a year ago, I swore I'm not going to do another. My next book is going to be Happy Bunny Goes to Town.
That's right. That's what you've mentioned. I like it. I'm going to hold you to that, okay? But the point is, though, is that EMP is still something that you have been promoting, electromagnetic pulse, that we harden our grid against it. And not a whole lot has happened so far. Every time I talk to you, not much has been done. But then there is a wrinkle that President Trump was talking about, and that was a missile defense system that has been kicked around here for a little bit. Could you bring us up on that?
Yeah, that is a major response to this. It's called the Golden Dome. Let's start with the Israeli system. It's called Iron Dome. It's proved to be very effective. but it's a tactical short-range defense system against incoming Iranian, Hezbollah, and Hamas missiles that nails them in the final seconds before they hit, blows them up. Very, very effective. But what we need here is not a tactical system. We need a strategic system that can hit North Korean missiles thousands of miles before they get here. Now, you might remember back the Reagan years, the 80s, with Strategic Defense Initiative.
Well, yeah, we were talking Star Wars back then when I was a young man. I remember it pretty well. And they were making fun of Reagan back at that time. I know that.
You know, well, the guy's prophetic on more than one issue.
Yeah.
The technology really wasn't quite there, because you're talking about a missile moving thousands of miles an hour, hitting another missile moving thousands of miles an hour. But the technology is here now. Golden Dome is doable. Rather than spending money on a new Green Deal or whatever, we should have been spending money on this. But the last administration did nothing.
So the Golden Dome, is there an official official project, or is it just a concept or kind of a conceptual talk right now with President Trump? Because he mentioned this in his address to Congress earlier this year.
Yeah, it's still in a conceptual stage, but Elon, who's getting so much crap from so many different sources, his capability with technology is already there. Now, of course, it would be a military design. It could be built and deployed within a matter of a couple of years. We need the insurance policy. It's, I like to say, would you own a home and not have a mortgage? We don't have a mortgage on the United States against a threat like EMP. We don't have that mortgage in place.
And remember, for those who don't know, an EMP is generally created by a high-level detonation of a nuclear device. That's how it's done, right?
It only takes a small kiloton range, about four times the size of a Hiroshima bomb, when detonated above the continental United States. It sets up that thing called the Compton effect, which is electrostatic discharge, which hits the Earth's surface and shorts our grid out. We have no defense against it. North Korea could hit us, and Iran, if we allow them to continue forward with their nuclear program.
Is a Golden Dome proof of concept when it's, as it's being theorized right now, Dr. Forshtin, is it a space-based type thing where anti-missile missiles are in space, or is it something where it is still a ground-based kind of thing, maybe space-based targeting? I don't know. I'm spitballing with you here, so I'm sorry if I'm asking a dumb question.
Sure. Oh, no, it's not dumb at all. There's a number of different concepts. Of course, the simplest one is it's a land-based system along the west coast of the United States and even over Guam and a couple other areas that launches on, we see a North Korean launch, we launch back. There is talk about putting some units into space for this. Maybe even lasers might be the way of the future, because that's instantaneous. We have not come up yet with a clear design, but we're doing so.
But if I understand it correctly, a Golden Dome is not a dome that is designed to send missiles and rain missiles down and destroy other countries. It's to destroy other countries' missiles being deployed, right, or coming at us, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Reagan first proposed it. We remember, EMP was realized as far back as the 60s when we detonated a weapon in space. Mm-hmm. Boom, it blew out part of the Hawaiian grid. So we've known about this for 60 years. But we haven't done anything effective against it. You know, we're going around with our pants down saying, kick me.
Yeah, I suppose so. Now, I remember that Newt Gingrich was in favor of getting the grid hardened. I know you worked with him a lot in that 1 Second After book series. Right. And he's been working on this. Are you now shifting here to, hey, we need Golden Dome in this particular case to protect against the EMP rather than hardening the grid? Or do you think still both need to be done?
Both need to be done. And a third component here. According to DOE, most of our electrical grid is 30 to 40 years old. But, you know, as I've asked you before, where do you think the replacement parts come for the major transformers and such?
I think it's, isn't it Korea, in one of the countries?
China, mainly.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're looking at Doge, and it's bringing money back to the United States, and industry is coming back. We need to build a home-based industry as well to produce replacement parts and produce high-tech replacement parts that can resist. So this is a multifaceted situation. We need the missiles. We need better cybersecurity. We need an upgraded electrical system as well. But these are natural things that we should be doing all along. The analogy I always give, imagine December 8th, 1941, and our Navy says to the president, we got a problem. All our aircraft carriers are made in Japan. That's the situation we're in right now.
Ah, got it. Dr. Bill Forstein with me this morning. Dr. Forstein, what about, you know, you brought up aircraft carriers, and I wonder if there would be pushback against something like this. And the reason I bring this up about as far as pushback goes is that I can't help but think that there's a lot of push, especially from places that have naval facilities, that they want to go more in, or they want more aircraft facilities, or they want more aircraft carriers, they want more boats. And I can't help but think that almost in these days of hypersonic missiles and drone technology, that aircraft carriers, I hate to say this, are kind of like fighting World War II again. You know, it's just not necessarily where we are right now in the military world. Would that be fair, or am I being unfair about that characterization?
No, you're being very fair. Aircraft carriers are great for force projection, or dealing with something like the Houthis, but dealing with a 21st century threat like this with hypersonic missiles, the aircraft carrier, yes, it is a weapon system from the past. I don't think it's the weapon system of the future.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going there. But I would imagine in Congress, people that build aircraft carriers or districts that build aircraft carriers, they probably wouldn't want to give that up, would they?
Of course. I mean, what's congressional spending? Everybody wants a piece of the pie in their district.
Yeah, that's right. How much would something like this cost? And, of course, whatever you say, I will then double it, maybe more. But, you know, let's hear.
$100 billion. But what's $100 billion today? I mean, how many charging stations did our government build with the $10 billion that they said we're going to make 50,000 charging stations?
I think it was a handful. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 8. And half of them don't work.
What does Hegseth think about this? Has anyone approached him about this potential, having a Golden Dome?
You got me. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just thought at least bring it up. So we're just in the real planning side of it right now at this stage, right? That's where we are?
Yeah, but we need it. I hate to put it this way. We need a crash program. We've got to build a better defensive system, and it's long overdue. It should have been built decades ago.
I think what most people would like about this, Dr. Forstein, is that it is purely a defensive system. It's essentially a gun that is shooting a bullet that hits the other guy's bullet, and that's not so bad. That's really okay. I think that's
exactly.
a very good thing. How can you be against it? Now, is it something that is able to... Do we actually have the technology right now? Do the Iron Dome type missiles work for this kind of thing, or just have to be scaled up to be able to go farther?
Scaled up to go further, and the Iron Dome system definitely works. When the Iranians launched, what was it, about 230 weapons against Israel about 6 months ago, I think all but one or two were shot down. It demonstrates that the system on a tactical level is very, very effective.
So, Mr. Forstein, where do you think we can go to find out more? Do you write about this on your site? Where do you go? Where do I send people to find out?
You know, it's still at that stage. I always have to repeat, I don't have classified documents. I don't have a classified security or anything like that. So I'm working in the general media. But there's more and more articles coming out about that. I would just simply say, start looking up Golden Dome and educate yourself.
All right. Will do. Dr. Forstein, I really appreciate you coming on. And are you going to be having Happy Bunny Goes to the Store for your next book? Or are you going to be delving into this particular situation?
Yeah, and then after that will be Happy Bunny Goes to Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that situation with Musk overall? I'm concerned, and hey, I'm happy to have everybody go after the people going after the Tesla cars and attacking Elon, but yet I'm a little bit concerned that the right is all of a sudden falling in love with someone who's still, you know, just hoping to plumb the taxpayers for his next grift, which is going to Mars. First, it was the electric car at taxpayer expense. Any thoughts on that, Doc?
There are so many things that Musk works on, and one that gets very, very little notice, he's doing major research on using hardware and software to allow paraplegics to walk again, the blind to see. This guy has his finger in a lot of different pots, and they're very, very interesting pots.
Okay, but you don't think that there's any problem with getting a little too close to that those fingers in our government pods?
No, I prefer him to some of the other idiots we had in the past. He's doing a hell of a good job.
Dr. Forstad, I always appreciate the talk. Thanks for sharing a few about it. We'll have you back here. Always good to have you on. Be well.
Okay. It's always a pleasure chatting with
you
right now.
And start writing about Happy Bunny, all right? 6:54 at KMED. Dr. William Forstad, New York Times bestselling author. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Did you also know that research has concluded people have almost as much fear about finding a new dentist as they do about going to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson, and here at Dental Excellence, we value the confidence and trust our patients have in us. My 20 years of experience in thorough training equals comprehensive dental care. From creating that perfect filling or doing that perfect root canal in my dental microscope to restoring a patient's confidence with implant-supported dentures, we can do it all here at Dental Excellence. For those who need, I am highly trained and certified in IV sedation and the art of creating a comfortable, relaxed, stress-free environment. Are you looking for friendly, compassionate, personal care? Come and join our excellent dental family.
Call 541-779-6170 today for a free consultation. Dental Excellence.
Dental Excellence. Changing lives, one smile at a time.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
The Bill Myers Show is on News Talk 106.3 KMED.
6:56, a little bit of open phone time here. Also going to be talking with Dr. Edward Gear about what is the scientific evidence for the childhood vaccination schedule. Co-wrote a book with Dr. Edward Barkey, too, I think is what it was. And it's an interesting book about how unavoidably unsafe about the vaccine world. And a lot of people have been talking more about vaccines, especially with the rise of measles down on the border. There's been a lot of conversation about this. I'll tell you, the push in the vaccination world, the latest Pfizer ad that we play here from one of our networks plays the latest Pfizer ad, which kind of cracks me up. You know the one in which they're trying to get Generation X to line up for the pneumonia vaccine? Come on, you know, we're the generation that gave everybody the World Wide Web and music videos, and it's time for us to lead again. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, Generation X, the main characteristic, if I was to describe Generation X, now I am a late baby boomer. I was born in 1961. I'm at the very tail end of that. Never really felt comfortable in the boomer. I'm probably leaning a little more in my attitudes towards the X world, if I have to, you know, be honest about that. But I find it fascinating that they're trying to market these vaccines to Generation X. Get your pneumonia vaccine, you know, that sort of thing. Generation X, if you had to describe them, distrustful of large institutions and big bureaucracy. And they're trying to get them all to, hey, it's time for you to lead again. Sign up, roll up your sleeve. I find that fascinating. I guess maybe that's why Pfizer looks at this. Maybe Pfizer looks at Generation X as the last generation that they need to conquer. I don't know. but I couldn't help. We'll talk with Dr. Gear about that here in just a little bit. It just kind of cracked me up every time I hear that ad. A couple minutes before 7. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Michael Shaw. I've got to ask you to clarify something that you just said with your guest.
Yes.
Did you say that you were okay with people attacking Tesla vehicles in dealerships?
No, absolutely not. I said I'm okay with going after those people, is what I said. Lisa.
Oh, going after the people. Okay, I was just tuning in, and I thought I heard it the other way around and going, that doesn't sound like Bill at all.
No, that's not me at all. I'm not, you see, like I said, I like some of the things that Elon Musk does, but the Tesla electric vehicle was a taxpayer grift from the beginning, and as much as I like some of the Doge stuff and other things, he's still always looking to find a way to leverage taxpayer money for something else. This time it's going to Mars, and that's, you know, why I'm always a little bit suspicious, and I don't want to fall in love. Don't want to fall in love. Happy to be happy when he does good things that I like. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Oh, I get it, and, you know, the thing about the taxpayer-funded electric car, I agree with you, is that if it was so great, we wouldn't have needed to do $7,500 rebates.
Yeah, that's right.
I can disagree with you on the adventure that we're trying to undertake in going to other planets, because basically we have defunded and de-incentivized NASA to undertake those things. So why not have support for private industry to do it?
Okay. All right. Here's what we do, though, okay? Can we only send the gangrenes and the enviros to Mars and let them terraform Mars to their extent, and that way that they can have their perfect utopia and we're allowed to live our lives? What say you?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 1,000% on that one.
Okay, we'll let them do the geoengineering of Mars. Let them do it, and that they can create their utopia. Who's with me?
I think if we put that plan together, you would get private donations to make that happen.
You wouldn't need any tax money. Oh, Barbara Streisand wants to go? Fine. Cast of the View wants to go? Wonderful. I'll be happy to send you to the moon and beyond. All right. Just having fun. But appreciate the call, Michael. 770-5633, 7 o'clock at KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
Yeah, Ron Grants Pass.
Hey, Ron, how you doing this morning?
I got a scenario for you where I'll play to you. Consider the judge being Judge Mengele, and you have two patients, one being the taxpayer who's strapped down to a gurney, and another being a homeless person with needles sticking out of his arm and drugged up. And then
that's quite the mental picture. You know that, Ron.
Just wait. Let me finish. Picture Judge Mengele putting a transfusion of money/blood from the good guy, the taxpayer, into the drug dealer, drug person, and the drug person it has a return tube from his body over to the taxpayer, and that has the drugs that are in his body. So now you're transmitting the drugs back into the healthy person, who now is being polluted, if you like. Huh. So at some point, you're not going to have any kind of good blood going between the good guy and the bad guy. And so that's what we're up against. We have this Judge Mengele who is deciding who in the hell is going to provide what to whom, little old dictator, and something's got to be done about this.
I want to be fair, though, about this situation with the judge Friday who did this. And I would almost have to look at the Oregon State Legislature laws, because remember, the Oregon State Legislature laws, unfortunately, used the term reasonable. And once you put something like that into a law, you're in trouble then, really, aren't you? Because one person's reasonable is another person's extreme or not far enough, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. However, the problem that we have is you have a color of law whereby legislators tell good, healthy people they have to provide for unhealthy people, or they're going to get their property leaned, and then they'll lose their property if they resist. And then the judge is going to come right along, and he's going to say, well, you're resisting the law, so therefore I'm going to fine you. I'm going to take more from you and make you even more destitute.
All right. So I get it. You're not real happy with that injunction, in other words.
I'm happy for freedom and for peace amongst society, but I'm also saying you can't keep draining the resources from a taxpayer, a good person, and giving it to a bad person without ultimately having it like a teaspoon of poop in a gallon of ice cream. That's what you end up with.
But is it right to call them bad people? You know, I don't know if I want to call I don't want to call my fellow man bad people. They're having problems and they're behaving badly, and I don't necessarily want to take away people's humanity, Ron.
Well, the problem with that is they don't care about us. It's only about themselves and the next hit. Mm. So therein lies the problem. They need to be, like you brought up, fixed somehow so that they can't go back to that after you fix them.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call. That's why we had them. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Ron. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. I think I'm repeating myself, though. But we will have town hall news coming up next. And then we're going to talk about childhood vaccine schedules with Dr. Gear.
The Montana roofing crews are very observant in their daily travels. And occasionally, they can appear to be telepathic.